Reynolds. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
My fellow Americans, I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Good evening. You're listening to The Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and thanks for joining me. Hope you're having a great start to your week. I got a lot of great music lined up tonight, so make sure you stick around. I got a classic track from Muse on the way. Was feeling a bit nostalgic. But up next, let me start things off with Dinosaur Pileup with their song Backfoot. Keep it tuned in here. Garage Radio.
Yeah!
Sisters there with their iconic song, Plug In Baby. Just, I love the opening of that song, but the timing of the instruments is just amazing. All right, you're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe. Hope you're having a great night. I've got a B-side of a White Stripes album to come. Also have a classic Misfits song off the Michael Graves era. But up next, do you remember The Hives? Swedish alt-rock band of the late 2000s there? Well, they got a new song we'll be listening to here tonight called Enough Is Enough.
Oh,
Stripes off of their album Elephant. That was Black Math. You're listening to The Garage Radio. My name is Joe, and thanks for tuning in. Hope you're having a great start to your night. Coming up, I have a track by the artist Kazban, so make sure you stick around for that. Also, have a classic track from Franz Ferdinand on the way. But up next, wanted to feature something a little different. Came across an artist the other day, goes by the name of Moonnick Productions. He sort of specializes in alternative rock, especially the 2000s styling of music, but he likes to take different songs from different artists and then play them as if another artist played them. So we'll be taking a listen to one of his songs here, or renditions of. This is Moonkin Productions with his take of If the Queens of the Stone Age Were to Have Wrote Somebody I Used to Know.
Feel it.
Vlad the Impaler, name of that track by the artist Kazaban. You're listening to The Garage Radio. My name's Joe. Thanks for tuning in. Got a lot of great music on the way, so make sure you stick around. Garage Radio will be right back after these sponsored messages. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Welcome back. My name's Joe, and this is The Garage Radio. Hope you're having a great night and a great start to your week. I've got a lot of great music on the way, so make sure you stick around. Frankie and the Witch Fingers on the way. I also have a new track by a group called Wet Leg to come. But up next, with the spring feeling in the air, it's just making me feel like I want to get my old skateboard out or something. And I couldn't think of a better track more fitting than OPM's Heaven is a Half Pipe. Keep tuned in here. Garage Radio.
If I die before I wake, at least in heaven I can skate. 'Cause right now on earth I can't do jack. Don't believe in Jesus, then Muhammad will before I wake. At least in heaven I can skate. 'Cause right now on earth I can't do jack without the man up on my back. If I die before I wake, at least in heaven I can skate. 'Cause right now on earth I can't without the man. If I
Frankie and the Witch Fingers there with their song Total Reset. You're listening to The Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and thanks for tuning in. Up next, I have a new track from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizards. But first, here's a group I've really been vibing on lately. I really love their sound and just sort of their overall style and feel. This is a group called Gnome for their song Wenceslas. Keep it tuned in here. Garage Radio.
Even in our
Wizard and the Lizard Wizards with their song Dead Stick. Perfect music to get lost in the Australian outback. All right, my name is Joe and this has been Garage Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you have a good night and, well, great start to your week. To finish off tonight, I wanted to play something a little different, a little strange I found the other day. This is a group of, well, a British group by the name of Ian Dury and the Blockheads with their song, I Wanna Be Straight.
I'm Charlie. You
thanks for tuning in.
I'm Norman. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Mickey. Hello.
Wilco.
I'm Johnny. How are you doing, Harry?
Johnny.
My name is Davey.
And I'm Ian. And guess what? I wanna be straight. I wanna be straight. I'm sick and tired of taking drugs and staying up late. I wanna confirm. I wanna conform. I wanna be safe and I wanna be snug and I wanna be warm. I wanna be straight. I wanna be straight. I wanna create a place of my own in the welfare state. We're gonna be good. We're gonna be kind. It might be a wrench, but think of the stench I'm leaving behind. I wanna be straight. I wanna be straight. Come out of the cold and do what I'm told and don't deviate. I wanna give, I wanna give, I wanna give my consent. I'm learning to hate all the things that were great when I used to be bent.
Truth be not straightness.
Be straight. I'm sick and tired of taking drugs and staying up late. I know that you're right. I know I was wrong. So thanks very much and please keep in touch. I'll be rhyming along. I wanna be straight. 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 I wanna be straight,
I would be great,
I wanna be straight,
straight,
I wanna be straight,
I would be great,
I wanna be straight,
straight,
I wanna be straight,
I would be great,
I wanna be straight,
straight,
I wanna be straight,
I would be great,
I wanna be straight,
straight,
I wanna be straight,
I would be great,
I wanna be straight,
straight,
I wanna be straight,
I would be great,
I wanna be straight,
straight,
I wanna be straight,
I would be great,
I wanna be straight.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp. With a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second-hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon. And sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew. And easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage. We didn't have no dope or LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer, a same old chords going over and over. Became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew, and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. Even if you played it on the saxophone. Pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together. We figured that we should, cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so we kicked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
One, two, three, four, let's see if you've got some more.
People seemed to like our song. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name, we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. These good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like,
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog with an important message. Before you think about buying counterfeit products, think again. You're smart, buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Annie Mae, the neo-soul songstress, and you are listening.